Is This American Life? I'm Ira Glass, and I have one more story for you today in this Pledge Drive edition of our show, a story about a guy named Chase who got injured. And there's not really much to the story of how he got injured. He was invited to a New Year's party in Philadelphia. He flies in, goes to the party, goes back to an apartment where he's staying with three other people, gets up around 7 in the morning.
Lack of sleep, still hungover, maybe a little drunk from the night before. And I went to the bathroom, and I tripped. And next thing I know, I'm on the ground. All three of them are, like, around me. They're, like, freaking out.
He's concussed. Doesn't know where he is or what's happening. They're like, get up.
And I was so confused. I was like, okay, I'm trying. And I was just like face down on the ground. My like arm was like this and I was like pushing and they were like shaking. The moment I realized I was like paralyzed was they were shaking my leg. And I like kind of knew something was happening to my leg. I was like, are you touching me? And they're like, yeah, we're shaking your leg. You don't feel that? And I was like, no.
At the hospital, he learns that there's trauma and internal bleeding in his spinal cord around the C4 vertebra. They tell him he may never walk again. He can't stand or control his arms or use his hands. It's not clear he ever will. Somebody has to feed him. He's all alone, no visitors. He's basically immobile in front of a television that's set to Comedy Central, which those particular weeks, he says, was reruns of The Office most of the day. He said he watched from season one all the way up through the finale of season 9, and then season 1 began again. And one day early in the ICU, he's on a group chat with his buddies, which means, since he can't pick up his phone, a nurse reads to him what they are saying, and then he dictates what to write back. And they're trying to cheer him up when they come up with a project for him, a goal, a heroic goal, an unusual goal, a goal that is the reason that I wanted to talk to Chase. This goal that really started as a joke.
My one friend Julian said, like, get better. Dan said he'd let you kick him in the when you get home.
Oh, wait a second. Let me just stop the story right there. I actually checked with our lawyers. It's not actually forbidden to say that word on the radio in the United States, but it falls into a gray area. And rather than beep it over and over as you tell the story, we thought we might just substitute a word when you and I are talking. And here are the phrases our lawyers approved to replace that word with. Manliness, man parts, nether region, loins, twins.
Sorry. That is so funny. What was the first one?
Manliness, man parts, nether region, loins.
You can't say
Can't say We specifically asked about and
Sorry, this is such a funny part of this conversation. Well, what do you think's best? I'll just go with whatever you prefer.
I like nether region just because it sounds the funniest to me.
Okay, we can do that. I like it. The nethers.
The nethers. Before long, Chase got to physical therapy, where they planned what kind of electric wheelchair they would get him, because there was a chance his arms and legs would never recover. But of course, he knew exactly where he was headed. A goal so pure that even a small child could understand it. A goal set specifically because his friends believed he never could reach it.
Dan would let me kick him in the nethers. I kept that in the back of my head the entire time. The entire time I was getting better, I was like, Dan's gonna have it. Dan's gonna have it.
You had a goal.
I had a goal. I had a lot of goals. And, you know, on a more serious note, that was having multiple goals was so important to the recovery.
In fact, he had three goals. Kicking Dan in the nethers was the most ambitious and pie in the sky, but the other two were no cakewalk either, and also pretty idiosyncratic. Take this next goal.
To flip people off. To give the middle finger. And I worked so hard on my hands.
How old are you?
25. But okay. Come on. Come on. I couldn't move my fingers at all until about 2.5 weeks in. Mm-hmm. I had a breakdown with the therapist there. I was like crying. It was one of my first big mental breakdowns. And
he thought he'd never use his fingers down. Again. Let's just see. She's like, let's see. And told him to try to move his thumb. He couldn't do it. But he could move his index finger, like just a quiver, like a millimeter. And he set this goal, which he actually achieved. a month and a half later, with incredible effort, he was finally able to get his middle finger fully straight.
And I freaked out. I was like, look, I did it. All the therapists look at me and I just start flipping all of them off and they're like, yay, yay.
His next goal? Well, Chase actually lives in California, but he'd flown to Philadelphia for the New Year's party and injured himself in Philadelphia and was now recovering in Philadelphia. And for him as an out-of-towner, one of the things that Philadelphia means is those steps Sylvester Stallone runs up in the movie Rocky. They're in front of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Chase wanted to climb them, all 72 steps.
I told my therapist about it, and even though in the beginning she thought it was going to be impossible, we just kept practicing steps as much as we could. That's the thing about the therapy is they take your goals and they work at it, no matter how ridiculous they are, whether it's kicking someone in the nethers or climbing up some steps. They really try to gear it towards what you want.
To give you a sense of why the therapist thought it would be impossible or ridiculous, when Chase came up with this goal, he couldn't stand. He couldn't walk. Later, they would suspend him above a treadmill with ropes, and two therapists would move his legs to get the muscles to remember what walking is. Then he would learn to walk with a cane, and then without a cane. But before he did any of that, back when he was still just learning to get around in a wheelchair, they started him going upstairs to make this goal. And 2.5 months after he entered the hospital, he went to the steps where Rocky trained, rolled in a wheelchair up to the first step, stood, and started climbing, slowly, watching each foot as he planted it, one, then the other, a physical therapist steadying him from behind.
And balance is difficult. I have to, like, look down. So the whole time I'm looking down at my legs, and I can hear a bunch of people clapping, but I'm, like, so focused. I go up like the first little flight, go up the second little flight. I look up, hundreds of people.
Nice.
He actually posted a thing online saying he was going to climb the Rocky Steps and live stream it. And he didn't expect that lots of people would actually show up in person to see him climb to the top. So, a triumph. But there was one goal left. The final goal, the most difficult goal, for a bunch of reasons that we'll get to in a minute, kicking Dan in the nethers. Dr. Emily Buse is one of Chase's physical therapists. She says most of her patients had spinal cord injuries, and they had all kinds of goals. But when Chase first told her about this one, she was like, wait, you want to work on your kicking? Why?
That was definitely a first for me. I'm not sure I've ever had anybody request that. And, you know, as a physical therapist, just like with doctors or anybody else, you know, our general motto is, like, do no harm.
Oh, it hadn't occurred to me that you helping him kick Dan in the nethers could actually be a violation of your Hippocratic Oath.
I know. Yeah. Well, it just made me hesitate because we talk about ethics a lot and, you know, we mm-hmm. never want to harm anybody else. And so I was a little, you know, a little hesitant at first, but the more we talked about it and I kind of understood that it was, you know, not like he was just going to try to go out and harm somebody without their consent, you know.
Yeah.
And so I said, okay, well, let's break it down.
We practiced like kicking. We warmed up with some like kicking a soccer ball, you know, because it was soft, it was easy.
Kicking a soccer ball. You know, a lot of kicking isn't just the leg you're kicking with. It's being able to have your balance standing on one leg, which for Chase was a challenge.
It's a lot more difficult for me to stand on my right leg, even today.
And then it was a little bit higher kicks to like a standing up kind of bolster. And we practiced each leg and figured out which leg would, you know, produce the most force, which one he had the best balance on and all of that.
The left side of my body is in better condition. So we thought, is it better to balance on my left leg and kick with the right? Turned out, no, it was better to just try to balance on my right and kick with the left because it was a lot stronger.
So it was kind of strategic and fun just to sort of figure out which one would get the task done. Make it so it wasn't just like he was, you know, tapping him or...
which leg would really do some damage?
Yeah, I mean, which would make him feel like he'd really recovered.
Chase did recover much more quickly and completely than most of the patients Emily saw, she says. His particular injury just ended up working out like that. And so just a month after the Rocky steps, he reached his final goal and made a little video.
Hey guys, I'm Dan. I'm about to be kicked in the ass.
In the video, Dan seems like the most good-natured person who has ever lived. He smiles.
And let me tell you, when the day did come, when we were actually doing it, the first time I went for the kick, I thought I got him, but I hit him in the thigh and not the nethers. And he could have faked it. He could have laid on the floor and pretended to be in pain. Immediately, he was like, Chase, you missed, do it again. I'm like, all right, here we go.
In the video, Dan stands there, legs spread awkwardly, one hand covering his eyes, but laughing, which I think summarizes all the feelings you could have in that moment. Chase quietly says, sorry. He told me he felt bad for Dan. But he also felt like he'd come so far.
When the text got sent initially, they thought it was never going to happen. They thought it was going to be impossible. Instead, I slammed him in his nethers. I slammed him, Ira. Oh! He was on the ground. He was not okay. He was okay after, but... and also, like, he says in the video, Chase slammed me in the nethers, and it felt so good. And because he, at the same time, was so proud of me for, like, being able to, like, get to a point where that was even possible.
Chase Friedman. Okay, so after we aired this story, somebody said to me about this story that when it begins, it's totally ridiculous. And by the end, they cried. This is the Pledge Drive, and obviously there are big, important stories that happen here on this public radio station. Breaking news stories, investigative reports, analysis of politics, the pandemic, and everything else. But one of the things that we also do here on the station, on This American Life, and on other shows, is we apply the tools of journalism to very small stories, very personal stories, like this one, to document everyday life, what people think about today, how we live today. I think that's also important. And I think radio usually does these stories better than any other medium. I think that story with Chase would feel very different as a print story or as a TV story. I don't know, I have very like corny, idealistic feelings about capturing people's stories and voices this way. If you feel any kind of small inkling of that, of wanting this on the radio somewhere, people's real lives, here's how to pledge.